to the MoMA. Pacifica Wire, connecting our voices.
Pacifica Wire on Planet FM 104.6. I hope you're having a great evening. Stick around, we'll have your PW News catch up for you coming soon. Stay tuned.
Yeah. with your hips, making us feel this one flip. You got a set of babes, you're a sexy thing, yeah. I'm only a man, and I'm sure you'll understand. I just wanna be next to you when you do the things that you do. The twinkle in your eye, the blush is lips, and the look of your face. What else can I say?
Us two, straight through. Welcome to PW News Catch-Up. A Pacific Gambling Harm provider welcomes the first-time inclusion of gambling harm in the government's mental health and wellbeing strategy. Mapumaya CEO Tuala Besio Hahoni says the organisation has seen in the community that mental wellbeing and gambling harm have a significant overlap. Tuala says it's important that the government has recognised this in their strategy. Mapumaya is a National Pacific Health Service providing free, confidential and culturally responsive support for Pacific peoples across the country. Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters was in Fiji this week for the Pacific Islands Forum Foreign Ministers meeting ahead of the Pacific Islands Forum Leaders meeting in Palau set for September. While in Suva, Mr. Peters held a range of bilateral discussions with Pacific counterparts, reinforcing the priorities of the Blue Pacific and strengthening regional cooperation. New Zealand is also prepping to host next year's Pacific Islands Forum. Te Reo Māori Kuki Airani wraps up this weekend after a week celebrating Cook Islands Māori language. This week's theme, With Our Language as Our Foundation, We Will Embrace the Future. A series of sport and cultural events followed by church services and special events for Cook Islands elderly will take place on Saturday and Sunday, ending the festivities. That's your PW News Catch-Up. Ia manuia.
Pacifica wire, connecting our voices.
Okay, try it on the next one. Wait on.
Rise up.
Hit it.
Black Rose.
Spirits are calling for a bond to define that natural. Tribal rhythms, tribal soul. Island magic on that flow. Neon fighting tribal sound.
Neon garden, secret ground.
Said it all, mini, mini, was a mini, then I was a Pacifica. Dazzle stars with graceful chants. Sail the seas of the heavens above. Flock of angels all around.
You wonder why Russian tempers fly by. Now the attitude today, now you gotta give or die. No sudden dreams and aspirations, they never really did come true. But time to change, dreams rearranged. To stand in front of common man of ease. As a shadow with a box, with the tears, not a pretty man feed. But it's always a top of the cynical. But will we ever push up in the call?
Tu vas, 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 tu v
Polynesia, Micronesia, Melanesia now. Get up, get up, come on. Come on.
Planet FM 104.6, you're listening to Pacifica Wire. That was Black Rose with Imanda, and before that, D'Angelo with Samurai Samurai. We're heavy on the Cookie Arani Cook Island language this week. It's, of course, the end of Cook Island Language Week. But also today, it's, don't forget, International Cat Day. I'm sure we all... A lot of us like cats, and they've certainly been a great help to us. So let's celebrate the cat.
Oh, It's time to.
Educate.
where, like, it's heavily... You got to put all the attention there these days, you know what I mean? You could still, like, do the radio thing here, but if you want to bring in the audience, you got to do it online.
Happiness, oh, there's light at the end of the tunnel, right? For Mala Samoa, and particularly for Lefortonga. And I'm hoping that the other languages who are more endangered than Lefortonga and Mala Samoa will pick up on the things that we've been talking about.
One of the first questions they asked me for some reason was, what's the first part of the paper that you look at? And I was telling the truth. I said obituaries. That's what I did at that time. And they laughed. Like, they thought I was telling a joke.
And that really came about through COVID. And that period of our life where we kind of couldn't, you know, go out and DJ and create parties and do this and that. I could have probably been one of these online DJs, but that never really interested me at the time. But when the opportunity came with the funnel to help there, man, I just took it with both arms and loved every minute of it.
Find these and more at www.pacificawire.com.
We need to survive the language. It's almost suggesting, yeah, we survive it until it dies.
And then what?
Yeah. The idea is the language ought to be preserved to live forever in the country of its birth.
Yes, also, the other thing is probably getting people more educated on, you know, on things to share and our children, you know, our young ones, so that they are more aware of that there are people who have nothing better to do than hide behind their keyboards, you know, and creating paths that are not, you know, that leads young people to be
doing. I see that government members, it is our responsibility to really try and help our community. And if I can't help them, then try to really strongly advocate for those community members.
The government gave us a date on air.
Right?
There was a deadline, and then we dropped everything just to put new family here. It was a pretty stressful
time. I remember seeing you very stressful. Stressed.
Time. Yeah. We were all over, riding all over Auckland, yeah, collecting gear. And
find these and more at www.pacificawire.com.
Tell it. Ifua.
Hey, aloha, mele. Aloha, mele. Lovey, come a candy.
utawaluna ole afai ule uma ole utawaluna
limaluka
I want to cut the story, yeah, it's a part of my mind.
shaked out.
Pacific.
Planet FM 104.6. Thanks for joining us at Pacifica Wire. Hope you're still having a good evening. And we'll catch you next week.
Ooh, I see Fake Hawaii connecting our voices.
I always try to think of myself as the, like, interviewee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or somebody, if I go do a door knock. And I freak out when people say yes. Like, sometimes I'm like, holy, yeah. I would have said no.
You're up on a stage and everybody's looking at you. Some people might be a chain like, hey, everybody, take a look at me. You know, yeah. La, 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 la. But it's always, I believe, the best way is approaching it from a service mindset.
They hear you, they go online. It's so exciting, and I think they love it because it gives them that sense of belonging, being at home.
And at work, they're like, oh, who's free to be part of a promo for Pinates? And I was like, oh, what's in it? They're like, oh, free gigapua. I was like, oh, you had me a free gigapua.
Like many Pacific migrants, my parents came out to New Zealand, and I talk about it in my maiden statement in Parliament a few years back. And I guess as the last child, my parents served the church. They actually met in New Zealand. They didn't actually come together, so they came as single people.
Find these and more at www.pacificawire.com.
United we inspire. Pacific.
cry and we cheer, though miles apart, we're always near the same show, the same time, a rhythm, a style, lifting every voice higher, stories told side by side, Pacifica Wire, on air and online, tuning in together, no matter the weather, united we inspire, Pacifica Wire. Pacifica Wire, we're all on the line, make this your time. Ooh. Lifting every voice higher, stories told side by side, Pacifica Wire, on air and online, tuning in together.